The invitation. The envelope wasn't there the night before. When she opened her eyes, it lay on the nightstand, cream-colored, unmarked, impossibly still. No postage stamp. No return address. Just her name and handwriting she couldn't quite place, but seemed familiar. She hesitated before touching it, as if it might vanish or ignite. But it stayed. Waiting. Inside, a single card. You are cordially invited to dine with the ones you've left behind. She read it twice. A flicker passed behind her ribs, something like recognition or warning. She had the odd sensation of being watched, not by anyone in the room, but by time itself. She left the envelope on the nightstand, pretended it was a dream or some poetic junk mail she could simply ignore. By 8:12 a.m., she was standing in front of the mirror in her office bathroom, straightening a blouse she didn't remember buttoning, trying to scrub the hollow feeling from behind her eyes. The community center buzzed around her, phones ringing, clients waiting, another mother weeping in the intake chair, afraid of losing her children. She was good at this. Holding space. Nodding at the right time. Asking careful questions without flinching. But all day, her mind drifted. To the envelope. To that single line written in gold leaf foil. You are cordially invited to dine with the ones you've left behind. She caught herself zoning out during a case review, the voice of her supervisor fading into background static. When she reached for her notes, she found her fingers had drawn 8 tiny chairs across the margin of the paper. She crumbled it up and threw it away as she walked to retrieve her next client. She shook her head in bewilderment as she reflected on the drawing. That evening, she walked the long way home, past the old church with the broken windows. Past the taqueria where the teenage boys loitered with tired eyes and open wounds they didn't know they were carrying. A siren wailed in the distance, sharp, familiar. It stopped her in her tracks. For a moment, she wasn't 35 and tired and holding it all together. She was 13 again. And it was that night. The hallway light buzzed above her head, a dull yellow that made everything look sick. She stood at the edge of the hallway, gripping the bedroom doorknob with one hand and holding her 8-year-old sister's wrist with the other. Her youngest sister, just 4, clutched her hip like a barnacle, silent, sensing everything. Their mother was screaming. The kind of scream that comes from the gut, not the throat. "Don't you fucking leave." "Is he gonna hit her?" the little one whispered. "No," Esperanza lied, pulling them close. "She's just yelling." "He's gonna leave."